Australia to crack down on video games with gambling content. Australia has introduced new mandatory classification rules for video games that include in-app purchases, with an element of chance, and interactive, simulated gambling content. The new rules are set to take effect on September 22. The move is aimed at better regulating games that may expose younger audiences to potentially harmful gambling-like mechanics. The classification changes will ensure stricter ratings for games that involve these elements, with significant implications for developers and publishers in the gaming industry. The new classification system mandates that any game featuring in-app purchases involving an element of chance will be rated at least M, a rating that restricts access to players under the age of 15. This category covers games that include loot boxes or similar mechanics, where players can spend real or in-game currency to receive randomized rewards. The classification aims to protect younger gamers from the risks associated with such gambling-like features, which have raised concerns about their potential to encourage addictive behavior in minors. Additionally, games that include interactive simulated gambling, where players can engage with digital slot machines, card games, or other casino-like activities, will now automatically receive an R18+ classification. This rating effectively limits these games to players aged 18 and over. The rule applies even if the gambling is purely simulated and no real money is involved in the game. This change highlights Australia's efforts to regulate the growing presence of gambling-themed games in the digital space and protect younger audiences from content that may normalize gambling behaviors. The new classification rules do not apply to non-interactive simulated gambling elements. For example, games that depict gambling activities as part of the storyline or background imagery but do not allow players to actively participate in the gambling itself are exempt from these changes. Similarly, games that feature chance-based mechanics or rewards but do not involve real-world currency to obtain those rewards will not fall under the new classifications. These exemptions aim to distinguish between passive gambling themes and active gambling participation within video games. New rules could curb gaming innovation. The rules, which will apply only to games classified after September 22, will not affect existing games unless they undergo modifications or have their classifications revoked. This means that many popular titles already on the market with these features may retain their original ratings unless future updates introduce new mechanics that meet the criteria for reclassification. The introduction of these stricter rules reflects a broader concern about the impact of gambling-like features on young players, a topic that has become increasingly debated within the global gaming community. Australia is among several countries that have taken steps to address the issue, with other nations, such as Belgium and the Netherlands, previously imposing regulations on loot boxes and in-game gambling mechanics. This regulatory change is expected to influence how developers approach the design of in-game monetization features, particularly those targeting younger audiences. With games featuring in-app purchases tied to chance now likely to receive an M rating, developers may seek alternative methods to monetize their products that avoid gambling-like elements. Similarly, developers of games with simulated gambling activities may need to reconsider the inclusion of these features to avoid the R18+ classification. However, this could limit the game's marketability and accessibility.